This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Everybody, it's the half hour of power, the best show post show. 30 minutes of rapid fire unscreened calls with me, Tom Sharpling, and the crew, AP Mike.
Hello,
how are you?
I'm good.
We just heard the debut of your song,
yeah,
Breakfast with the King. Amazing job!
It was a goof,
your best one yet, though.
Thank you.
We're also here with Kristen Cheeks. Hey,
hello.
At Kristen Cheeks. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice.
And of course, the dude who built the studio. Dudio. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good.
I struck out completely on the show tonight. I got absolutely no animals on.
You know why that is?
Why is that?
Because it was the best thing for you.
I needed it to happen.
You needed it to happen.
It's growth.
That was your... We all need to eat it once in a
yeah.
while.
I ate it.
Fine, I'll put Edgar from Empty Nest on, or whatever that dog's name was. What was the name of the dog? Dreyfus.
Dreyfus. It's okay. He doesn't deserve to go on.
Well, let's get to the phones. How about that?
Let's do it.
We're going to the phones here on the Half Hour Power. You, caller, you're joined by AP Mike, Dudio, and Kristen.
Hi, it's Chuck from Milton. How you guys doing?
Very good.
Hello, hello.
Happy birthday, Dudio.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So nice.
Appreciate that.
I've never called a Half Hour Power before, so...
What's up? You can talk about whatever.
Okay, did you like the TV show Night Court?
I did.
Yeah.
Kristen, Night Court?
I never watched it.
Never watched it. AP Mike.
Hated it.
Hated it.
Yeah.
What didn't you like about it, Mike?
And it was just something about the mix I didn't like.
Uh-huh. Harry.
The smarmy judge. The
Harry Anderson.
The big...
Bull.
Bull, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bull.
John Larroquette.
Bull was probably the, well...
Yeah, Roz. Well, you didn't like
Bull,
Roz.
Bull was probably the most repulsive element.
Bull? Really? I would say...
So repulsive.
I almost did a full-on spit take on that. That Mike chose the word repulsive.
Well, sometimes it's just like, yeah, one presence there in the mix that you just are, you know, you can't watch it anymore.
What was so repulsive, though?
It was just something about him. I didn't think he was funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the only person I liked on there was the lady.
Right?
Marky Post?
Marky Post, yes.
Okay.
So if I'd be flipping by and she was in a scene, maybe I'd pause for a few seconds.
Sure. Like the way she looked?
Yeah, of course.
Rumored to have had a fling with Bill Clinton.
Mark I didn't know that.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. He must have been a fan.
I don't
well,
know.
He stopped every time he was flipping channels, and he was like, oh, there's Mark.
You know what the worst thing I've ever seen in my life was? Was just 10 seconds ago when Mike said, he went like this. He must have been a fan. And then turned away and had a sip of water so proudly with his zinger. He just reveled in his water for a second. He must have been a fan turned at a 45 degree angle. Gulk, 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 gulk. Puts it down.
You know, it's funny you mention that, Tom. I thought, you know, I am a Mets fan. I have been a Mets fan. I'm not a bandwagon jumper. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I see how the team is coming together, mm-hmm. and just everybody is into it. Everybody's pitching for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if we could apply that to the half hour power in some way.
Hmm.
You know, maybe if Studio, you know, has a funny remark, if we all just got together and had a high five or something like that.
Are you saying we're too negative on each other's comments?
Oh, no, no. But just let's celebrate it physically with a high five.
So we're not playing for ourselves. We're playing for the team.
Yeah.
So it's like the TMZ bullpen also.
Exactly.
Who would be the Mr. Met of the half hour power?
Well, we're actual baseball players.
No, we're the players.
There's
Oh.
Yeah.
So what made you bring up Night Court, caller?
I don't know. I mean, I had some things for the topic before, and then when I got shifted to the half-hour power, I kind of drew a blank, and I was a fan of it, you know, but I liked it more in the beginning. I didn't like it when it went into more, like, you know, the sentimental kind of sappy stories. Like, I don't know if you remember Dan Fielding had that homeless guy that he was friends with, and then the guy, like, became a millionaire or something like that.
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
You're
getting
very inside.
I watched it, and I don't even remember.
Yeah.
No, it was like in later seasons where they, you know, it just got a little bit more sentimental. I don't know why I thought of it, to tell you the truth.
Was it just him and the homeless guy for the whole episode?
No, it was just like he had this, at first the homeless guy, like, Dan, like, kind of exploited him, and he had him run errands for him and stuff like that.
Of course.
But then, you know, it was like, you know, in a lot of these shows, they always have to, like, grow the relationship of everybody. And I don't know. Sometimes it was just like one of those comedies that just, it stopped just, you know, being funny and went into more, I don't know, storyline.
I think a lot of sitcoms used the homeless in that way. Growing Pains did that.
In the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Even Saved by the Bell, they took on a homeless person.
Was Leonardo DiCaprio a homeless kid, or was he just...
He was. I remember he stole all of their Christmas presents, and then he felt bad and brought them back.
Oh, that happened in Different Strokes, too. Some guy stole, like, everything, like the Christmas tree and everything like that.
Yeah, because that's what happens, is it? People...
Yeah, a guy breaks into a penthouse apartment and...
Yeah, they generally feel bad for the rich person they stole the stuff from. They have second thoughts.
Right.
Because it always goes well when people bring things back after stealing them. Like, they don't get punished for that.
Oh, you brought it back. It's okay.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike, Kristen, and Dudio.
Hey, AP Mike, Kristen, Dudio, Tom. This is Jeremy David from Austin, Texas. How are you guys?
Very good.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Good. I have a Bushwick Bill update.
Bushwick Bill, the front man from the Ghetto Boys.
Correct.
What's the update?
Okay. So it's a fairly recent update, about a year, maybe about a year or two ago. I read in the paper that he had been playing around town and here in Austin with... like a hip-hop, like a live instrumentation hip-hop band. And so I was reading up on that, and then, you know, fast forward a couple weeks after that, there was a festival going on called the Swamp Thing Festival, and it's like a, you know, Louisiana crawfish boil Zydeco music festival, and it was right down the street from our house, and so we were just, you know, relaxing on the back porch and listening to the music, and I heard this muffled flow come on. Sounded oddly familiar, and it was Bushwick, and he had joined the band on stage for like a impromptu rap jam, and he started rapping. Mind is playing tricks on me, and he was doing like this extended remix version. So I thought it was pretty good, but unfortunately for Bushwick, the band kind of started winding down their set, and they started playing him off the stage like three quarters of the way through his final verse, and so he had to like rush through the rest of his lyrics, and meanwhile, like, the drummer is doing this drawn out kind of decrescendo, you know, with the cymbals and the chimes, and they just had to rush him off stage. So it was kind of unceremonious, but
well, that stinks. I don't know, that's a bummer of a story.
Yeah, but it got me thinking, you know, I recently saw KV's new video.
Mm-hmm. Kurt
and it got me thinking that perhaps Bushwick was in the market for a director, you know, if he was coming out with some new music. I thought maybe he would be a good candidate for the director.
Maybe. I'll tell him. Thanks for the call. Half hour power. Well, at least there's a better call. No offense. That guy was well-meaning. I don't mean to be mean. Half hour power, you're on.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, you're here with AP Mike.
DVDI. Hi, guys.
Here with Dudio, AP Mike, and Kristen. What's up?
It's Josh from London.
Josh from London. What's going on in London tonight?
It's pretty dark here. Just coming up to morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go get a kebab.
A morning kebab. Yeah. Maybe a cup of tea and a fried breakfast. Not sure about the kebab right now.
An English breakfast.
Yeah, you got to go for the English breakfast. Do you get those there?
No, we don't. What's going on, buddy?
Just calling in. Am I too late for the topic?
You are.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's a different show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we talk about Walker's crisps?
Yeah.
What about Walker's crisps?
They are so good, right? What's your favorite flavor?
Yeah, can you get Lay's? Aren't they the same company?
No, they're totally different because I guess they're the same company, but Walker's takes on way better flavors.
Like what flavors?
They do chicken and thyme. Like you can replace a meal with those chips.
Yeah, they are good. And there's a better consistency to the chip as well. Not like
there's
something about
salt and vinegar.
British crisp.
Salt and vinegar, that's so boring. It's like a meal replacement. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, but salt and vinegar is like, it's really strong. So it's like a really strong, simple flavor. Because now you get the posh crisps and they're trying too hard.
What's a posh? Tell me, what's a posh flavor for a potato chip, a.k.a. a crisp?
Well, there's started being the posh ones they put in bowls at parties, which are like sweet chili and stuff like that. Mature cheddar.
Mature cheddar?
Yeah.
I can't
believe
that you
are like salt and pepper. They'll say like black pepper and sea salt. They'll sort of ruin something good by trying to make it too nice, you know?
Yeah, you don't know what you've got.
So you're at the chip shop. You're at the corner shop.
Wait.
And what are you getting?
The chip shop's very different.
The chip shop is a fish and chip store. Right?
Yeah.
So you're at a little corner store, and you're getting what? What chip are you getting? Crisp.
Are we talking about crisps now?
Yeah, crisp. Sorry.
Well, apart from salt and vinegar, I'd go for McCoy's, which are like rivals to Walker's, and I'd go for the...
And what flavor would you get of that? Cool Ranch?
It's called like...
Do you have Cool Ranch over there?
Yeah.
We get Doritos, yeah.
You don't know, so you have Cool Ranch. And you guys still eat that other stuff?
We import. We get the good stuff from
imported.
America.
Imported. Could you imagine the idea? Look, these cost a little more, but they're because they were brought over on a boat. These Cool Ranch Doritos.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have built our own Dorito factory.
Slightly more pricey, but it just indulge in foreign delicacies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In what ways do you think America is ruining England? What's the most recent thing you see where you're just like, yep, there's America again?
It's really that all the stuff that we get isn't as clever. So, like, we'll get Friends, but we won't get Seinfeld, really. Mm-hmm. It's like the more simple version is what we get imported over here. So, like...
You don't get Seinfeld there?
Well, it was on at, like, 11:30 or 12:30 at night. Mm-hmm. No one ever watched it.
About the same as it is in here.
It's a friend.
Well, that's a problem. You should bring that up to your local programmer if that's a problem. You're still getting it. Look, this is what I'll say about that. Everything's not exactly. It's not all Alan Partridge from you guys either. There's some
garbage.
We
make a lot of rubbish.
Yeah.
And when we make it good, there's only six of them.
Yeah. There's 8,000 episodes of Seinfeld. They kept making those things, and they were all great. You guys cap out at six.
Watches them.
You cap out at six, right?
Oh, I've got an Alan Partridge question for you.
Let's hear it.
If you were in I'm Alan Partridge, mm-hmm. what character would you want to be friends with?
What character would I want to be friends with?
Yeah, like, would you find Alan Partridge, like, funny or just annoying if you were, like, there in the hotel with him?
I wouldn't want to be friends with Alan Partridge.
Yeah, but you kind of would.
No, you wouldn't want to be friends with him, because then if you were friends with him, then you're probably not a very good person. Probably want to be like friends Michael, with, though? Like, Michael or Lynn.
Yeah. I don't know about Lynn. I'd like to know Lynn, but I go Michael.
Or maybe the two receptionists at the desk. Right?
Yeah. I like the older receptionist. The young one's a bit smug, I think.
Yeah, but she's laughing at him. She thinks he's funny.
Yeah, yeah. She's no Michael, though.
No, she has no Michael. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Half Hour Power, you're on the show with AP Mike, Dudio, and Kristen. Hello? Half Hour Power. There we go. Half Hour Power, you're on the show. With AP Mike,
I think I just got
Kristen, and Dudio. You're here.
Hey, Dudio. Hey, AP Mike. I was just, I think I just called you 120 times, but now I'm on. And I was wondering if you guys saw any films by Kelly Reichardt.
I have, sure.
Really? What have you seen?
I've seen... Well, just forgive me, I've seen
Old
like
Joy?
A lot of them. I've seen Old Joy, I've seen River of Grass, I've seen the Ode. right?
Yeah.
What other ones were there? There was Meeks.
There's Max, or Wendy and Lucy, the one
Wendy
with the
dog. Wendy and
Lucy
I saw, yeah. I know her. Well, I know Kelly.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
I have a class right now that I'm taking with this professor that really likes her, and I just wanted to just talk about, like, he, like, she, instead of, like, having an overall structure and everything, she, like, has, like, meanings that change, I think, throughout the whole movie, and, like, she never expects you to really, like, you know, make an overall meaning about any of her movies, which is really cool, and I just wanted to say that.
No, she's super smart. She's somebody, I've known her for a while, and, she's super impressive.
Did you see Night Moves?
I did not see Night Moves. That's the most recent one, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's with Jesse Eisenberg and Dakota Fanning. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really, it's like totally different than any of her other stuff. But like she continues to blow my mind.
Okay. I got to say, do you ever see any of her movies, Mike?
I saw Old Joy.
Uh-huh.
Really like Old Joy. I like the music by Yola Tango.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
All right, buddy.
Anyways, thanks, right. Guys.
Go back to go. You have homework to do.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Kid called 20,000 times.
He's bouncing some ideas for his paper on
us.
You know.
I know. Yeah. I think we just wrote half his paper for him. Uh-huh. All right. Anything going on, Mike?
Well, the big news in Bayonne this week was bare knuckle boxing came to Bayonne. I got a call on Friday afternoon.
What, it just rolled into town?
No. This was like all underground, and yet I got wind of everything. I got a call on Friday. The guy wanted me to fill in a shift for him on Saturday afternoon. I said, sure, you know, I can do that. He says, yeah, I want to go see this bare knuckle boxing. It's not legal in the state, but, you know, it's very hush-hush.
Yeah, but it's going down.
Yeah. And so I started getting these ideas, like, this is, like, some sort of, you know, illegal thing, like human cockfighting, you know, is what they called ultimate.
That's what they sure. used to call it.
Right, and it's still banned in New Jersey. It's still banned in New Jersey, ultimate fighting.
Yeah.
And so I thought this was, like, a more primitive and barbaric version of that, mm-hmm. because, you know, it was going to be, you know, no gloves or anything. Mm-hmm. And then I got wind of the very secret location. They were having it at a tire center. Like,
well, it's not a secret location anymore.
And you know, people had to go to a particular bar before the event started. and then they would get the where the secret location was, but everybody sort of knew it by then.
Yeah.
And then so they all go there.
The Walmart tire center. Bam.
I'm not going to name the place because it might get back to me. But so they go there, and, you know, there's going to be two bouts. You know, there's, you know, and literally the thing was short. I mean, it was sort of like a bar fight. These two guys got in the middle of this garage and started pounding on each other. And, you know, one guy ended up with a black eye in the first fight. You can actually see a clip of the second fight is on Twitter. It was on Twitter the next day. And in the background, you can see half of Mass's staff, you know, gathered to watch this event. They're there. It's like, in plain as day. And then I'm waiting.
Bare knuckle boxing.
And then it turns out this is like a thing that is being promoted, that there's going to be an article in Rolling Stone about it, that they think this is an improved version of Ultimate Fighting. Mm-hmm. Since, I mean, what I don't like about Ultimate Fighting is that they get on people and then you can pound them. So you can pound a defenseless person. You know, that's not sport to me, you know. Yeah. So they're saying this is more honest way of fighting. These fights lasted a couple minutes. They were over quickly, which almost makes me think it may have been staged. And then here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. They had five cameras filming all of this from different angles. Mm-hmm. And I still haven't gotten the final word on whether, you know, I heard different versions. History Channel was behind it because nobody had to pay to see this thing. You know, the boxers were compensated like a couple $1,000 was the figure I heard.
Already is. Yeah. Sounds like it's.
And then I'm hearing that it may be Entertainment Tonight was doing this feature. So it turned into this kind of mainstream thing. And I'm thinking it's going to be, oh, this, you know, horrible thing. Mm-hmm. You know, there was going to be gambling involved. There was no gambling involved. And it turned out to be like a mainstream thing that we're going to hear about. The guy's got a Twitter account, Real Bobby Gunn. And that's where you can see these pictures of my coworkers, you know, plain as day.
Reveling in the
tire center, reveling in the bare knuckle boxing. Oh. And I, you know, my question was, well, it's on a cement floor. What if one of these guys fell and hit his head?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
and then they were telling me that they were instructed that the humans that were surrounding the fight were the ring and that they were supposed to catch people.
That's ridiculous.
But then you see this photo, and it's a huge space. It's like twice the size of a ring, you know? Mm-hmm. So I didn't really buy that.
So bare-knuckle boxing has made it to BAM.
Yeah.
In some form.
Yeah.
Caller?
Yes.
Welcome to the half-hour power. What's up?
Glad to be here. My name's Spencer. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
What's up, Spencer?
Not much. What's up with y'all?
Not a whole lot. You got anything for the show?
Yeah, I wanted to call and ask AP Mike to stop cyberbullying me.
Uh-huh. Who's this? One of my imitators?
No.
Who is this?
My name's Spencer.
Spencer. Okay, I think I blocked you ages ago, right?
No, I've never been blocked by you.
Oh, then how
I wish.
How am I bullying you?
You got on LinkedIn and created a bunch of false profiles. And you're sending me all these direct messages. It's enough.
All right. Well, that's
had enough.
This is not true. So this is a fabrication.
Yeah, goodbye. Sorry about that, Mike.
That's all right.
You never can think the highs. You get surprised. you get impressed by people sometimes when they go above what you think.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes.
Yeah.
Floor. There's no such thing as a floor. And they can keep going lower.
Mm-hmm. Lower. I'm looking at these pictures on Twitter of the fight, and there's a great selection of tires in the background.
Well, I can give you the name of the place if you're looking for...
Oh, wow. Oh, what's this?
Here you go.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you,
this
Tom.
This is... I went to... As I was... You talked about on the show last week. We went to Canada. The Royal We. I got this Coffee Crisp candy bar, and Mike said, bring some. And I was like, yeah, I think I will.
Yeah.
You gonna try it?
I like to have them probably with maybe a little milk.
Mmm. Not one bite for the show, Mike?
You're pressuring me. I'm sure they're good.
That was the sound of the wrapper.
Half hour power, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Spencer from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, what's up, Spencer?
I would really, really appreciate it if you could ask Mike to stop.
Okay, goodbye.
He couldn't even come up with something new. I mean, yeah. He went with the same thing.
Cyberbullying. Mike is cyberbullying people now. That's,
yeah.
We reached a new.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
That's really good. I don't even need milk.
Oh, that's a challenge.
Mm.
That sounds like.
I don't need
again,
milk.
The fight. The positioning. I don't need milk with my coffee crisp.
Mm,
it's crazy. A candy bar, only in Canada. How would you describe it?
Like a wafer buddy.
Like a wafer buddy?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like a
wafer buddy?
They call them like nutty buddies.
Okay.
No. Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, because the Nutty Buddy has a wafer in it.
Okay.
So it's like a Nutty Buddy with coffee flavor.
A little bit of coffee flavor.
And a surrounding layer of chocolate. Fresh chocolate.
Yes. That's a very accurate description. Did it meet your expectations, Mike?
It was very nice, yeah. I would describe it as a Snicker-sized Kit Kat with coffee flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, you're right. Yeah.
Now, if someone didn't like this coffee crisp and they were on like LinkedIn, for example, would you just create multiple accounts? Would you just you'd create multiple accounts and then cyberbully them into oblivion?
Yeah.
And the funny thing about that is, like, I know you're so bad at the internet. Like, I'm only picturing you creating multiple accounts.
Do you have a LinkedIn?
I do have LinkedIn. Yes, have LinkedIn. I am on there.
Yeah.
I have a lot of laughs on there, though. I'm not recommending people.
I
sign
up. Are you on LinkedIn?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely on LinkedIn. But, like, I can't imagine cyberbullying on LinkedIn.
Yeah, well, that's where his story fell apart. Yeah, he didn't think it through, you know? It's like LinkedIn, yeah, that's, yeah.
It was so soulless creating that first account. I can't imagine the feeling of creating multiple accounts.
From Portland.
Yeah.
You're just... You brought him to his knee. You broke him, Mike, with your turning LinkedIn into his own personal hell.
Yeah,
LinkedIn, one of the worst websites. LinkedIn is like, it's like Facebook for like douchebags, right? Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's kind of just like, hey, I make a lot of money. Check me out. What's your deal? How much money are you pulling down? Here's my deal business-wise. Let's do some business together.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah, it's a business-oriented thing. I mean, you know, I'm still, unfortunately, looking for a job, and it doesn't really help in that regard. I mean, I think in the few years I've been on there, I got maybe one interview out of a LinkedIn exchange.
Like, how much business? It seems like that is to business what, like, Ashley Madison was to actual, like, affairs.
Yeah.
The idea, like...
Okay.
Like, yeah, all the affairs are going down here. You guys want to start sneaking around. You come to Ashley Madison, then you find that it's just a bunch of dudes, and there's nothing actually happening. Like, LinkedIn, this is where business happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just people... It's just people showing off.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, it's people tooting their own horn, yeah.
I
mean, they have these forums and stuff,
yeah.
And there's a few people that I am linked to who are always tooting their own horn on there. And
Mike, will you watch The Bastard Executioner, the new Kurt Sutter show?
Now, I thought this isn't a spinoff of Sons of Anarchy, is it?
No, this takes place, unless if it's a spinoff, it's a prequel set 600 years earlier because it takes place in the 14th century. So what if they just named them all like Teller? Like, the idea is like
So there's going to be lots of sword play or something in this?
Chopping people's heads off,
no,
I guess.
I'm going to take a pass on that.
Yeah. You don't want to see what Kurt Sutter has up his...
No.
He doesn't have sleeve, up his short sleeve t-shirt.
I've gone down that long, long road and, yeah, no.
Yeah. You did me a favor.
I paid my dues. I did do you a favor.
You did me a favor.
Okay.
I made a stink about it. When you spoiled that Clay died on Sons of Anarchy, Mike's like, hey, did you see Ron Perlman get killed this week? I'm like, Mike, I'm four episodes behind. I missed it. I'm out. But I was kind of like, I'm out. Uh-huh. And then you were like...
I had to keep going, yeah.
You had to keep going. But then it was like, I spoiled it for you're out. And for a while, I was like, yeah, you kicked me off the show. You did then. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I'm out. This is a bad place to be. Half Hour Power, you're on with Dudio, Kristen, and AP Mike.
Hey, this is Spencer from Portland, Oregon. I'm sorry about earlier. That was a lie. Mike wasn't cyberbullying me.
Okay.
I apologize. Sometimes I make up stories to make myself feel good and to laugh.
So what do you want to say to Mike?
I'm sorry, Mr. Lisk. Substitute teacher Lisk, I'm sorry.
Okay. I accept your apology.
I'm sorry because... because... keep going.
Mr. Lisk, I'm sorry because I made up a story about you that made you look less than flattering.
Yeah, you accused him of being a cyber bully. Where'd that come from? Let's just go in. This is a good chance, as a good opportunity as any, to go into your psychology for a minute. And this is, we're not judging you here, Spencer.
The mind of a bad prankster.
But you said he was cyberbullying you on LinkedIn, which is just, you went too far with it. When did you settle on this? 2 weeks ago? How long has this been percolating?
I suspect he's not even on LinkedIn. He doesn't know what it is. Do you know what LinkedIn? Are you on LinkedIn?
No, I heard some
people. He doesn't know what it is.
I heard about it. I had a feeling.
Mike, stop cyberbullying me on LinkedIn. You want to know the worst part was, Spencer?
What's the worst part?
5% of me was like,
you could be guilty.
I was like, I think Mike pushed some guy to the brink, and he thought the half hour power was the only way he could push back against this mastermind.
Especially after my bare knuckle story, you probably thought this is where Mike goes to take out his aggression on the internet.
Mike's like, this is a dark turn.
Mike is like, I can't get in on this bare knuckle boxing. I gotta.
Next best thing.
This guy Spencer is. This guy Spencer in Portland is. He's gonna be the. Like, you're just picking a name in the phone book, like in The Jerk. You're just scrolling through LinkedIn, and you're like, Spencer from Portland, he gets it. Time to create multiple accounts and run this guy into the ground.
And then I'll be endorsing him for things like ditch digging, you know. Ditch digging, scratching on the job, you know, that type of stuff.
High five. You know that one.
The real reason I called in was I'm the one who said Woody Woodpecker, and Tom, you said that's terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
It angered you, right?
It angered Mike.
Yeah.
No, I was for Woody
Mike
Woodpecker.
Mike was for it.
Yeah.
You went off on the wrong guy. Court.
Yeah, why'd you go off on me? I was supporting your choice.
So naturally.
I lashed out wildly.
At the wrong person.
Yeah, the wrong person. Okay.
You lashed out at the person on your side.
He was seeing red. He couldn't see clearly.
Yeah.
So, Tom, you screen calls, but this is Mike's show, right?
It's all of our. Yeah. I went through this. This is a team effort.
Exactly. Well, nobody heard it, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, team is one thing, but who's the alpha?
Well, I'm running the board, but I'm not. I'm playing it pretty much. I'm trying to gauge the room when I'm where to see where things are going. I mean, if I was doing it just the way I would do it. I mean, I don't know. How do you think this call would have gone if it was doing it the way like it was in the best show?
Oh, I would have gotten get.
Nice.
Still,
yeah.
Can do it. It never stops being funny when they explain what's going to happen to them, and then have it was. I mean that. Will never,
no.
ever stop being funny when some guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. That guy killed me with that. His thing was built just backwards. It's like he just built it the wrong way.
Yeah.
LinkedIn. He just picked the wrong detail.
Yeah, no, yeah. You got to get the details right. You know, I mean, if you can't get the details right, you know, how's anybody going to take you seriously?
And he was mad at you when all you did was defend his thing. He just went after you.
Yeah.
And, oh, that was so funny. Where are we at time wise?
We're at time.
We're here at the finish line. Mike, anything to announce?
Well, by this time on Friday, you'll be able to buy Breakfast with the King.
There you go.
It's up on Bandcamp, the latest.
apmike.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
apmike.bandcamp.com. Yeah. And the entry point is $1 still?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they start you at. But people have been very generous, and they go beyond the dollar.
People need to start higher than $1 on it, and I'm going to do this, Mike. I did 50. I said if anybody bought a copy of one of the previous songs, either Michael Perry or the book,
mm-hmm. The Blood Trail,
50 was the, we started at 50, and somebody
mm-hmm.
did it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was 100.
Yeah.
150 is on the table for this song. If anybody steps up and buys it for 150, the 150, not $1.50,
mm-hmm.
I will match that purchase. So if anybody wants to throw their support behind what AP Mike has done for you, whether it's make you laugh or make you think or create multiple accounts over LinkedIn and
offended you with yoga pants comments.
His yoga pants comments, or is he's been trolling for some. I like when I see you throw a thread out and then I actively just choose not to pick it up. I'm not going to tell you which ones sometimes I'll catch you throwing a thing out, seeing if I'll run with it. But I know you want it to be a thing. It's like you're throwing a stick of dynamite and you're hoping I light it.
I like to generate conversations, yeah.
No, I look, it's the game within the game, Mike. I just want you to know we're both playing it.
Playing
it.
All right.
So you can buy the new song Breakfast with the King over at apmike.bandcamp.com. And everybody should do that. Kristen Bartlett, a.k.a. Kristen Cheeks on Twitter. You want people to follow you.
Yeah, I still want people to follow me.
Okay. So there's no cap on that. You're not going to be like, we got enough.
No, never.
Close it down.
You know what? I would close it down at 4,000. That's enough.
No, that's not enough.
You don't think
that's aiming way too low.
You think so?
Yeah.
That seems like so many.
I got 100,000 followers, and I look at these other, because you only start to look at who's above you. You get 4,000, next thing you know, you're looking at what's it take to get to 6,000. Next thing, 6 is 10, 10 is 20, 20 is 50, 50 is 100, and 100, now I'm looking at people with 400. I'm like, how is it I see some of these people I know, and they got 750,000 followers? I'm still stuck in this 100,000 follower toilet.
I have like 6,300.
Oh, that's all.
So,
wow. That's all.
Mike
that's all.
Than me.
Yeah. How many do you have, Mike?
I think I'm bubbling in the close to 8,000.
And let's get this guy verified for once. I'm sick of the phony AP mics. They're truly driving me nuts. If anybody does know anybody at Twitter, we need to do this. There's people actually posing as Mike. It's time for it to stop. Get in touch with me at Sharpling. We'll figure it all out. Or get in touch with Mike at AP Mike. The real AP Mike is just at AP Mike. So reach out to him there. That's the way to do it. Jason's bridge and tunnel.
Keeping this mic away from me the whole time.
No, bridge and tunnel. Your
here we go.
your sketch troupe.
Yeah.
What's up with the next show?
tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, okay. Saturday night at the People's Improv Theater in New York City. That's 24th between Park and Lex.
All right.
And it's at 9:30, and it's our Get Real show. So it's we meet with really interesting people. We hear their stories and write sketches based on those stories.
Okay.
And tomorrow night we have a New York City doctor.
Wow.
Who told us about a lot of weird ER things.
And people can check that out, find out more information where?
You go to bridgeandtunnelnyc.com.
All right. And Sharpling and Worst are playing Toronto, Boston, Philadelphia. Ticket information at stereolaughs.com/tour. Thank you to everybody who called in, and we will be back in a couple weeks with the Half Hour Power. And thanks for listening.